More UFO news, the 12th of November 2020. As most of us know, the International Space Station or ISS has had many strange objects near it, docking at it and shooting past it. If it wasn't for the fact NASA turns off its cameras most of the time when this happens, it would become a lot more obvious that craft from somewhere are involved. Recently a video was taken of an object streaking by the station and it looked like a white tumbling object. Unfortunately, it was a long distance shot, which means the object looked very tiny and hard to see, but if looked at in negative mode it was possible to make out a tumbling object. There is no way of knowing what the object was, because if NASA photographed it in a close-up, and I am sure they photograph every object that way that comes by the station, they certainly didn't let the public know. I feel if all the photos and videos of objects taken by NASA, even only by the space station, were released, we would truly know if there were alien craft. What is the deal with faces being found on so many planets lately? We have giant faces on Earth which are a mystery, faces on Mars, and a face was seen on Pluto. It makes one wonder why. Could it be beings would leave a face of what they look like on a planet they explored as a message? Maybe it would be more likely they leave a tribute to a famous person from their home world, perhaps the first being to go into space or some such thing. We know Earth's civilizations put up faces of people all the time and have been doing so for thousands of years. Maybe this is a universal practice. The face on Pluto is incredible. Not only that, it looks human and seems to be actually there and not caused by pareidolia. Pareidolia is the act of our brains filling in missing pieces when we look at something to make it recognizable when it may not exist at all. To see the face, copy and paste in the written article into your browser's address area. Sorry, Truth Facts does not use live outsides links. Japan has admitted they are now tracking UFOs. I think they have been doing this for a long time, but no matter, it is now a public record. The Japanese Defense Minister is Taro Kono. On September 14, 2020, he ordered the military to record, photograph and investigate any unknown objects in Japanese airspace. I think what is going on is the fact the Japanese think they can now talk about UFOs without looking foolish. Years ago, a Japanese airline pilot was removed from piloting a plane when he reported a UFO followed him. Some UFO sightings seem to indicate there are fleets of UFOs in our skies. Some believe most of the time they are camouflaged, but from time to time they are seen. A fleet of UFOs was reported flying in the skies above Connecticut. The witness from Old Saybrook said he was stunned by the sight. What he saw was a group of lights which seemed to be flying in a formation. Formations like these have been reported all over the world. There is a story going around that George Washington met aliens. Who could ever have found this out? The story was told to us by a British historian. The historian, named Quentin Bird from Edinburgh, Scotland, states he has several pages from a diary which was dictated by Washington to his military secretary. He said Washington called them greenskins. He went on to say Washington saw a glowing craft. Bird says the reason this didn't come out before was other people thought Washington was referring to a tribe of Indians who painted themselves green. Washington said they lived in the glowing orb in the woods. The globe is said to come and go. Another reason most historians didn't pay much attention to the diary was it was not in Washington's handwriting. The opinion of the historian is Washington thought he was dealing with Indians and they had magical powers. It is now being claimed 50-foot-tall robots were photographed at Area 51. The photos were supposedly taken by satellites and put into Google Earth. Here are the coordinates. If you want to look at the site on Google Earth, you can get the coordinates from the written article. I see something on the ground with a human shape, or it could be the shadow of something standing up, and it is about the right size or even bigger. It would be interesting to know what is going on. Perhaps these are statues being constructed for some unknown reason? The Russians have released a declassified video of a nuclear test and it seems there is a UFO watching as the bomb goes off. It could also be a UFO-shaped cloud, but it does look like a UFO. Some have said every nuclear test, no matter which countries conducted it, was watched by aliens. That is probably true, since UFOs ultimately turn up so much in any photo or video when something nuclear-related is happening. There are certain things UFOs seem to be interested in. They are nuclear, power, rocket launches and water, among other things. It always upsets UFO investigators and even UFO fans when a NASA photo is erased from the archive. This is what happened with a photo showing a UFO by the sun. Personally, I don't know why they would do this when there are photos taken all the time by the government which show objects by the sun which seem to be UFOs and they are not erased. Perhaps there was something special about this photo which NASA found and the rest of us were unaware of. Maybe the UFO was ours and we were hiding the fact for some reason. There is a lot of guessing when aliens are spoken about. Why do they do what they do, like chase our planes and such? Now, we are starting to get experts claiming there is a good chance aliens existed on Earth before us. In 2017, an astrophysics professor from Penn State published a paper in the Cornell University Scientific Journal titled, Prior Indigenous Technological Species. He believes erosion and the movement of plate tectonics might have erased the evidence over time. This view is gaining popularity and it might explain all the UFO sightings. After all, if a race originated on Earth and left, it might still be curious to see what is happening on their former planet.